Revision, Module 3. Exercise E.
Joining us today, we have Andrew Foster, a conservationist at Corcovado National Park in Costa Rica. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
So, Andrew, tell us about Corcovado National Park.
Well, the reserve was created in 1975 to protect one of the last remaining rainforests in Central America. This forest provides an important habitat for many rare and endangered species, such as the jaguar.
Why does this area need protection?
In the past, the area was heavily threatened by gold mining. Deforestation from these projects massively reduced the size of the forest. Since we established the reserve, mining has become illegal. However, the wildlife continues to be threatened by poachers.
So, how are you dealing with these problems?
Well, at the moment, we have wardens patrolling the area to protect it from poachers. We also try to promote conservation among locals by visiting schools. If we can get funding, we intend to replant the areas that have been deforested.
So, how did you first get involved in the conservation of this area?
I have always wanted to help the environment, which is why I studied ecology at university. After I graduated, I moved to Brazil to study the effects of climate change. While there, my colleague alerted me of the problems in Corcovado. That's when I made the decision to move to Costa Rica and join the conservation campaign.
Yet I hear that you are encouraging tourism in the area.
That's right. Tourism is necessary to raise money for our project. Although we are lucky to have voluntary staff, we desperately need funds in order to restore the forests. This must be achieved soon before jaguar numbers fall so low that we will be forced to breed them in captivity.
But won't tourism damage the fragile ecology?
Actually, we promote ecotourism, which has no negative impacts on the environment. For example, the accommodation we offer our guests is built from straw and furnished with bamboo. Also, although our lodges are located in the reserve, they were constructed without damaging the ancient rosewood trees.
So, what advice can you give people that want to help in some way?
Well, the best way to help is by holding a fundraiser. Remember to send us photographs so we can put them on our website. You could also help by adopting an animal. If you do, we will send you an official certificate of adoption and regular updates on your sponsored animal. Finally, we invite listeners to purchase items from our website. We sell authentic Costa Rican handcrafts that would make great gifts.
That's all we have time for today. Thank you for talking to us, Andrew.
You're welcome.